This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
To another second of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. God, this is, let me give you some ideas of what the stories that are out there right now. You know, and you sit there and you go, there's no way these can be real. Oh, they're real, all right. First of all, Mike Pompeo came out and said, Biden is just about ready to throw away all the success that we've had in Iran. And I agree. Okay? I mean, seriously. And if you think about it, right, we had Iran back on the heels, right, ready to play nice with the rest of the area, and now Joey B's going to fund them again so they can go back to their terrorist roots. You watch. The Senate Democrats, or centrist Democrats, they're flexing their muscles a little bit. They're giving Joey B some headaches, which I'm hoping this is a sign that they're nervous or they're not happy about the direction he's going in. I mean, real simple. Biden, well, I think he dropped it, or he's trying to drop the citizen test that Trump put in place. And why not? I mean, our own young kids don't know the history of this country, the real history, of the, not the 1619 history, you know what I mean? The real history of this country. Our own kids do not understand, and they don't know how the branches of government are supposed to operate. You know, I thought it was funny, and I got to do some more research on this. But as you're looking through the branches, you know how we always say the three branches of government are equal? That's not true. That is far from true. None of them, not one of them. And again, you know, in the chat room, call me out if I'm wrong. You can call me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The least, what was supposed to be, the least powerful branch was the judiciary. The Supreme Court was never meant to have the power it has today. Never. They don't have purse strings, right? They have no military to back them up, so to speak. Their sole job, right, was to decide whether something was constitutional or not and to settle disputes between the states. That was the states' courts, was the Supreme Court. Then you had the legislative branch. Their job was to do what they're supposed to be doing and don't do, which is pass laws. But not laws that infringe on the states or our religion. I mean, again, within the constitutional guidelines. The executive branch was supposed to execute those laws, make sure that they were executed, make sure that the public safety was being upheld. They were never meant to have the same amount of power, if you would, the way we talk about it today. And that's because we've been poorly trained in school. We've been poorly taught in education when it comes to history, government, that kind of thing. Seriously. So, many of you listening to me across the vast fruited plains, I want you to think about something. You know how I constantly ask you, tell you, poke you to run for school board, city council, whatever, whatever, whatever? I'm starting to believe now, starting to push in my mind that if you really, really, really want to make a difference, run for school board. School boards, college boards, that kind of thing. Stay right there. Because you'll have the ability to make a difference, to scream and yell, to understand what it means to get these kids the education they should have. You can get in the way of the bad stuff being put out there. I want to see, I'd like to see, I want to push at some real changes made in history in California and how it's taught. We do have some leeway in California. We do have the ability, when it comes to curriculum, to mark out what our curriculum is. Because this is getting out of control. When it comes to government, truly, what's the Constitution say when it comes to governmental powers? We hear that term thrown around a lot. Right? We always hear about the, it's unconstitutional. You can't find that in the Constitution. Or. For people who have no clue of what the Constitution is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the hypocrisy from the left, it is just so shining. Right? When you see what they do, again, think about everything that they're for, everything that they had to flip because Trump signed it into being or Trump was for it. Opening the borders, letting people go, and we don't even know whether they've been vaccinated or not. Whether they haven't or been exposed to it. Yet your kids can't go to school because they say they're not safe. I'll bet you in some areas, some cities, some towns, your kids are going to be sitting next to those kids that came up through the border. Come on, listen, this is a racist term. This is just a fact of reality. Joey B came out and said a couple of years back that 1,000 people, rushing the border at a time was too many. He's allowing 3,000 a day to come over the border. That's the latest count. Right? Let that sink in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said,
we are back.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Always a pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. You know, I was thinking during a commercial that the all we hear about is, oh, we lost 500,000 people because of COVID. I'm sorry, I'm going to say publicly, I don't believe that those numbers are real or true. As I said before, and we found out, the CDC even said that the numbers weren't right. Plenty of times. We haven't had anybody die of the seasonal flu. Have you noticed that? I did a whole show around that. If you go back and look at the numbers, we should have easily had, and again, I'm not doing this in a lighthearted way, they're just numbers. We should have easily had, based on the rise in deaths of the seasonal flu every year, 100 to 125,000 people died this year of the seasonal flu, based on what the CDC was calling for a couple of years ago. But that seems to have been erased. I mean, in all reality, you really think it was erased? Come on, you got most of my listeners have brain cells to work with. So let's say even half of that. And then on top of that, you're talking about half a million to 500,000 people. How about we start talking to percentages? Right? If you look at the percentages of the different countries, how many people have been affected and died of COVID, even with those numbers, where are we there? There was just a report out that we are number two behind Israel in the percentage of the population that's been vaccinated. I thought we were way behind and in a bad place. But we seem to have... Well, how can any of this make sense? We're at number two behind Israel. They have to be working off of percentages. And look at the other countries. Where are they at? You'll never know the truth from China. So don't you dare send me an email with Chinese numbers on it. Really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. When are you going to start fighting back, though? When are we going to take back what's rightfully ours? When are we going to take back what our founding father set forth? And, you know, you heard Dr. B say it. She loves when I say, we're the warriors. Where are the warriors? Where are you? When your church pastor comes out and says the Bible is not the word of God, if you're not walking out that door, I have to question whether you really believe what the Bible says. Pastor, let's just be honest about it. Seriously. All that other stuff her and I don't agree on and whatever, which is when it comes to whether tongues or healing or prosperity or all of that, that is secondary to the Bible being the Word of God. Secondary. If you're more concerned whether a pastor has two jets that he flies around in, but you're not willing to take a stance on abortion, I don't want to hear you. I'm not interested in what you got to say. Seriously. But again, not sticking up for anybody. But I want you guys to think about something. They applaud, what's his name, Bill Gates. Right, guys like him across the world. Because look at all the money they make. Look how smart they are. So, Satan's kids can have all the money they want. And don't tell me what great stuff he's doing for the community because or around the world, because you don't know, many of you don't know what these churches are doing around the world for people. I'm sure the Clinton Foundation fed a lot, didn't they? Yeah. But when you go down and we as Christians have a problem with God's kids having money. Right? So you probably had a problem with Abraham. I mean, look at many of the patriarchs of the Old Testament. They had money. Now, maybe they didn't have stacks and stacks of $100 bills, but they had gold. They had wives. They had many cattle or much land. And somehow this is the sticking point for the Christian church. Not God's scripture, not abortion, you know, same-sex marriage, any of the, none of those are a sticking point for the church. A pastor having an extra jet is. How many people you lead to the Lord? I'm getting a little Christian-esque on you, so just deal with me for a minute. No, seriously, I mean that sincerely. How many people have you led to the Lord? How many people have you truly introduced to Christ? And I ask that because the people most of the time that are really pounding on a pastor that has extra money or has money or two houses or whatever, there is excess. Don't get me wrong. There is excess. But I'm not dealing with that right now. And, you know, I've heard people, I love these people who say, well, you know, he's flying around that jet. Do you know how many people he could feed? Yeah. Do you remember that guy Jesus? When he was being anointed with oil and such. Anybody remember that story? And Judas got on Jesus' case. Look at all the money she's spending. You know how many people you could have fed? You know how many people you could take care of? Did he say, oh, Judas, you're right. Wait, stop wasting that oil on my feet. No, he didn't. The poor and the sick will be with you always. That's the other thing I was going to kick out is my Christian friends. you run around thinking you're going to be able to heal everybody, you know, get them hospital care. Now, don't get me wrong. We should be helping out where we can. But some of you who think you're going to eradicate or wipe out sickness, well, then you do better than Jesus. If you're going to wipe out the poor, again, you know better than Jesus. He said they'd always be with us. To me, personally, I don't get this. God didn't write this out and hand it to me. But when he said the poor would be, there are people that want to be taken care of, that will not work. There are people that are poor because of mental illness. People are poor for a lot of reasons. You know, you hear I don't know if you guys have heard the old saying, he's successful in spite of himself. That usually means because there's a lot of people around them to help them out, but they had a great idea, they just didn't know how to roll it out or make it happen. But again, I say to you, I'm tired of these fights. I see you Christians fighting with each other, whether a pastor has an expensive car or a big plane or two houses or whatever the scenario is. Is that really the fight to have? I heard a pastor from the inner city telling a story. You may not agree with this, but I'm going to tell it anyway. He was talking about a parishioner that was mad at him for having an expensive car, a car that was actually given to him. And he said, you know, you're entitled to believe that, to believe that it's wrong for me to have something. But he said, I live in the hood where people are being shot, killed, beat up, robbed. Oh, I guess you'll have to wait and come back. I thought it was a great story. And it was perfect for his neighborhood. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill on Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-line vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on the bill by the full House by the end of the week. President Biden and Democratic leadership in Congress have said their goal is to pass a bill before the latest round of federal unemployment benefits expire on March 14th. The measure is expected to face more resistance in the Senate, where West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has said that he would oppose a measure in the bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15. And the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday, according to the Justice Department. Emma Coronel Isporo was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's charged with trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and meth into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back.
Good girls, straight masterpieces.
I believe you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. That's really what we want. We want you involved and engaged. I want you paying attention. So, I was telling you a story in a lot because, again, everybody's so concerned, you understand that media is trying to turn us on each other as far as Christians go, calling out the ills of some of these pastors. And yet, you have a pastor that comes out and says that the Bible is not the Word of God, and mainstream media is quiet on it. Right? Pastors come out and from certain churches, and they say that abortion is a blessing from God, and mainstream media comes out and hails them as being progressive. And where are we? What are we doing? I wonder how many of you walk out of those churches. When your pastor says that abortion is a blessing or a gift from God, when your pastor says that the Bible is not the Word of God, where are you? Are you still sitting there? Or are you gone? Right? I'm just curious. I want to know. And then you have fits about pastors that have money. That have things. See, I'm not stuck with that as much as some of you guys are, because I look at it two ways. One, if I give my money in earnest and I believe that pastor is doing the right thing and he's reaching souls, and how much is a soul worth? How much is reaching somebody for the kingdom worth? Now, if he's using that money incorrectly, if he's doing things wrong behind the scenes, he's going to answer to God for it, not me. So there was this pastor I knew, again, he was in the hood, South Central Los Angeles, bad place, shooting and looting and beating up people the whole nine yards. And he got a very expensive car given to him by one of the parishioners. When I say expensive, I'm not talking $200,000. It was better than a Chevy. How's that? And it was nice enough where we turned heads in the neighborhood. And he said, look, when he was called by a parishioner on it, another one, he said, you're okay with, this, that, and the other thing. He said, a lot of these drug pushes and these gangbangers in town, they drive down the road brand new Mercedes. Some of them are 16 years old, 17. Where are they getting a Mercedes? If they're not stealing it, where are they getting it? The drugs they're selling. It's the money they make on the drugs that they sell. And that doesn't seem to be such a big deal. He said, but I drive down the road with this car. And people look at me, they think, oh, these young kids, and they come up to the car when I'm in a red light or whatever. Or I'm in the neighborhood. I can explain to them, I don't need to sell drugs for a car like this. I can serve God and get a car like this. I can serve God and get a decent suit. I can serve God and get a decent job. I don't need to sell drugs. I don't need to do illegal stuff. Now, some of you have a problem with that. I don't. I don't care if the guy's got seven Rolls Royces, seven houses, and he's truly winning souls hand over fist for the Lord. You know, when I was a kid, it was easy to get sucked into the mafia where I grew up in. Why? I mean, I'm going to be a little stereotypical here. These mafia guys would get out with $2,000 suits on, gold pinky rings, gold chains, get out of a brand new caddy, right? Expensive shoes. Now, at the time that I was, the drugs weren't a big thing. They were part of it. They weren't a big thing. But there was always a racket going on somewhere. Their hair was always nice. It's easy to fall into that. It's easy to look at that and say, hey, you know what? I can do that. I don't know what he does, but I could do. I could drive me a nice Cadillac. Right? I can wear a $2,000 suit. I look good in a $2,000 suit. And they groom the young kids for it when they see ones that may step into it. They have an attitude. They let them hang around with them. They groom a little bit, have them clean up and help out around the clubs. Because they're not gangs, you know, they're clubs. But young kids are easy to impress them. So I don't have a problem with pastors having things. I have a problem when things have pastors. I have a problem when they think they're the end-all, be-all. Like this pastor who said, the Bible is not the Word of God. Remember Jimmy Jones? Right? Throw the Bible over the altar and say, hey, you don't need this anymore because I'm here. Ooh. That place didn't empty out quick. Yeah, he lost some parishioners. But why didn't it? And there's a story a while back. I didn't mean for this to become a religious hour. But there's a story a while back about a pastor. She'd been in the church for a couple of years. Came to the conclusion one day that she didn't believe in God. God did not exist. So she opened up to her parishioners and told them about it. The board of deacons voted to get rid of her. The congregation voted to keep her because they liked her. This is what's wrong in the Christian church today. You don't know your scripture. You don't know what God wants from you. And you're afraid to stand up for what he tells you to do. I don't get it. I don't want to be in that position when I'm looking at him at the end and he's looking at me going, so what did you do with what I gave you? I'm not there. I don't want to be there. And what you got going on right now is you've got a group of people. I'm not going to call it a party because I know a lot of good Democrats that just don't track what their party's doing. I'm totally floored by it, but it's true. But, you know, I can't tell you how many Dems I talked to who thought it was the Republicans that were pushing abortion. Who thought it was Republicans that were pushing same-sex marriage? Who thought it was Republicans that were pushing, the transgender surgeries? How did that happen? How did that message get so convoluted and so mixed up that it would happen? Because we don't make sure the message gets out there. We don't do what they do. We don't harp on it and pound on it and put it out there and harp on it and pound on it and put it out there. We need to. We need to be like them. I told you, this is a fight for our, what do you want to call it, for our freedom and liberty life. Trying to squelch OAN, Fox News, and Newsmax. Who's next? Me? They've already done it to most of us. As the years have gone by, I've seen some of the stations, some of the more popular conservative stations, taken over, you know, by radio groups. They take them out of conservative talk and they throw them either into Spanish music or gospel music or whatever. Anything that is non-popular. political. Listen, for you guys that love to send me emails and tell me that God is into politics, I beg to differ, and I'm tired of spoon-feeding you. Look it up yourself. Do a little of your homework. Find out who gave you government. All right? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And to show you how sick they are. Right, you know, de Blasio was going to kill all the presidents. I guess he had some contracts with ice skating rinks for the city to maintain them, keep them up and running and all that. Now, I don't know what the exact numbers were, but there was one rink in particular in Central Park. They were spending years on designing and trying to figure it out and trying to get the money for it and. And Trump basically came in and said, you're out of your mind. I can do this for this. I can make it beautiful. I can get it rolling. I can get it running. I can get it up in a relatively short period of time. Guess what he did? He did everything he said he was going to do. That's why he should be punished. Because he did what he said he was going to do. Right? I just think it's hilarious. They're punishing him for actually doing what he said he was going to do. On Sunday, Mayor Bill de Blasio, it was leaked that Mayor Bill de Blasio was moving to end the former President Trump's rink contracts. Many, many, many got really upset because the city can't do it. They don't have the money. They won't have the money to keep him open. They won't have the money. And does Trump make money on them? Does Trump? Yes, he does. But they're in pristine shape. Nobody's complained about the fees. Amir Hernandez, a 12-year-old ice hockey player, said that the season is ending early, or will end early, and that would be really sad. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. Hey, listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you here. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. So I was talking earlier about, you know, we're the Warriors. Are you willing to push back? I'm telling you, people, we are, for all intents and purposes, we are at war. And I'm not talking about rockets flaring and, you know, air attacks and all that stuff. You know what I mean. Those of you with two brain cells are rubbed together, you know exactly what I mean. And I said that they were coming for people like me. I don't want you to feel bad. I'm just telling you. They're coming for people like me. The Merrick Garland made a statement that the DOJ is open. Ready for this? Listen. To helping craft legislation with Congress to combat online misinformation. So what does that mean? Who decides what misinformation? Because if it's a fact checker, it's from Facebook, it's a problem. Right? And this is why, thank God, thank you, Jesus, that Merrick Garland never made it to the Supreme Court. He wants to look at possibly creating legislation to combat misinformation and incitement online. He's talking to this to January 6th, right? Will he fine Facebook and others that allowed the information to be passed through there? He made the remarks during his day one of his confirmation hearings on Monday, where he was repeatedly asked about the riot. He even mentioned in his opening remarks saying, if confirmed, I will supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol. You know, will he also watch over, go after BLM and Antifa for what they're doing in Portland and Seattle. Notice we're not hearing much about it. Gee, I wonder why. It's still going on. It's still an issue and a problem. During the questions and answer portion of the hearing, Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat, said that I'll be serving as the chair of the subcommittee on private technology. And along this Congress, I look forward to working with Senator Sassy, who will serve as ranking member. We'll be looking at how online misinformation is contributing to domestic terrorism. Look at the terminology they're using. Can't use terrorists when it came to the radical Islamists that were killing people in the streets, that were shooting up dance halls and whatever. But this was different. Do you think that the DOJ, one of the questions asked, has a role to play in examining the role of misinformation and incitement online to contribute to violence? That was a question by Coons. And that the DOJ has a role in working to help us develop reasonable solutions in this challenge. The response was, well, Senator, I think that every opportunity the Justice Department has to work with members of the Senate to think about how to solve problems and how to craft legislation is one that we should take. But see, who decides? Like hate speech. Who decides what hate speech was? We saw the bias to conservative groups. You see it on Facebook and Twitter on a regular basis. The Ayatollah, some of these Iranian whack jobs, they call for death to America. They call for death for specific people in America. They want to wipe out the Jews in Israel. They're okay. President Trump, not so much. And they won't respond why. They're so full of themselves. They're so high and mighty on themselves. They won't tell you why it's okay. So what do you think this would look like? What do you think, what kind of, I don't want to beat this to death, but I do. Because I'm tired of this. The second part of this, remember going down this road, the FCC commissioner denounces the House attack on the First Amendment. Well, remember, the House is asking for cable carriers to take out Fox, Newsmax, OAN. And they're specifically pushing it at AT&T, Comcast, Apple, Amazon, and more. Now, I want you to think about something. We're redoing our Apple channel, our Amazon channel, our Roku channel. Because it seems to be where we get the most amount of play, if you would. And sincerely, what's going to happen when these cable people are forced, or else, and you know what I mean by that, there's a lot going on with some of those groups, when they're forced to drop shows like mine, how are you going to get it? You think it'll stop at the radio station? Remember, the FCC still has control of the airwaves. How are you going to get the message out? Where are you going to get it? Where are you going to hear this? It will come to a point. If we don't push back and fight back, it will come to a point where you won't be able to hear these messages anymore. Right? FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr vilified Democrat Representative Anna Eshoo and Jerry McInerney of California for writing television cable providers such as AT&T, Comcast, well, there you go, Apple, Amazon. In the letters, they pretty much demand that they drop conservative news outlets, specifically Newsmax and others, for disseminating disinformation. Carr decried, now, this is funny. I wonder if any of those Democrats ever came forward and said, hey, we're sorry for all the misinformation that we put out there with the Trump-Russia collusion. Carr decried the letters asking the chief executives of the companies seven questions with regard to policies on how they determine whether or not to carry particular channels. By writing letters to the cable providers and other regulated entities that carry these news media outlets, he said the Democrats are sending a message that is clear, and it's troubling, that these regulated entities will pay a large price if they don't conform. See, some of you, I grew up in the mafia areas. I know what these people did. No, seriously. You could see what, how they were forcing the community to go in the directions they want to go in. Right? I mean, remember the old days when the quote-unquote oligarchs owned the newspapers and other things like that? How they kept stories out that they didn't want printed? How they went after, you know, certain candidates and others? Still happens today. But what makes this any different? But this is Congress. People who actually have power to make a change. This is chilling. This is a, the Democrats have taken a direct affront, I'm talking an in-your-face approach on squelching freedom of speech. I mean, seriously. But they did. They called out OAN, Newsmax, and Fox. Who's next? What's really interesting is they talked about them putting out lies and half-truths. But I guess CNN doesn't do that. MSNBC doesn't do that. Well, I guess not, because I'm not hearing it. Are you? Carr blasted Eshoo and McNerney as savagely attacking the First Amendment and protecting against free speech. He said debate on matters of public interest should be robust, uninhibited, and wide open. More speech is better than less. But the Democrats are pushing to stop free speech, to squelch it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Dave out of San Francisco. Dave, you have a comment you want to make about the preachers.
Yeah, Joe, I'm old enough to remember back in the 60s with the rise of the TV preachers. And there were radio preachers before them. And I try to remember right in World War II, there was a Father Coughlin that had 60 million listeners. So he pretty much equaled Rush Limbaugh. But what I was going to say that was in the 60s, there were still, if I remember right, there were at least 25,000 different Southern Baptist churches, 25,000 of them. And you would have tiny ones with two parishioners or 50 people. You might have had a few with a few hundred, but you didn't have these mega churches that were pretty much just cash cows for a propaganda campaign. And so that's what the issue is. If you look at the origin
of Ben Franklin, you're suggesting a broad brush approach that all mega churches are simply in it for the money, and I can't let you do that because that's not true, and you don't know that to
be true.
I mean, Jesus taught to a group of 5,000. Was he in it for the money? I mean, seriously. And you say, oh, yeah, a lot of these mega churches give a lot of money back to programs that are going on, whether it's in Mexico or wherever. I think you need to get your facts straight. This is one of those areas.
Well, let's see what's going on with Texas mega churches. Are they doing anything when all those people were freezing?
I don't know, Dave, how many people have you gone into the streets and fed? How many people have you witnessed to and talked to about Jesus Christ? To me, this is like a hypocritical conversation. Anyway, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless. Yes, that's right, the God of the Bible. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.